Hi guys, welcome to Titan Podcast. How are you doing? My last episode was on sexual urges and I focused more on the opposite sex. But then today I will be talking about sexual urges relating to the same sex. That is, being attracted to the same sex. So this is not the regular kind of message. So thank you for choosing to listen. And then, I need your help. This is a topic, or this is something everyone avoids talking about. Everyone is shy about to talk about it. It's normal to say, yes, you have this urge to want to be with the opposite sex because it feels like the normal thing and the regular thing. And then it sounds abnormal to say you admire or you love on, I'm not talking about the regular kind of love now, I mean you have sexual desires towards the same sex, that is, you are a girl and then you want to have something sexual, hey, with a girl, and then you're a guy, so it's called lesbianism. And then for the guys, you know, gays. This is also a very sensitive topic, so this is where I need your help. Nobody will talk about these things. Nobody will come to you and then say, because it feels weird. So I would need you to share this link to as many people as you can share it to. Let's make it reach everyone. See, no, you can't assume this person is going through this. So you sharing it, and then people seeing it, whoever needs it, pick it up and then listen. So together, we share the message. Yeah. So being attracted to the same sex sounds like something shameful, something you should be embarrassed about, something you can't even talk about, even if you are so hot spiritually, you're doing so well, you know God, people see you as someone spiritual and fireful, but then you are attracted to a guy being a guy, and then you're attracted to a lady being a lady. All right, so like I said, you don't know who is going through this, so just share the message to everyone you know. So if the person is going through it, the person might not walk up to you and then tell you, okay, because it's embarrassing and so shameful. So let me go straight to the deal for today. So first off, we all came from different backgrounds. We grew up differently, so we see life differently as well. And as Nigerians, it's really not common to see lesbians and gays. It's really not common to see people like that in Nigeria. So it's not something one can openly talk about. Even if you are a lesbian and even if you have the characteristics of being one. So you just remain silent about it. But then, and then you don't feel happy about this thing. You feel so abnormal. You feel like you don't matter because it's such a shameful thing you think it is, and then you can't talk to anybody about it. So here is me talking about it now, and yes, I trust the Holy Spirit to help me. So here are the reasons why many people are silent, why people don't want to talk about it. Some are scared. Some are scared of being rejected. Some are scared of being... Most people are scared of being rejected. Most people are scared of being condemned. Most people don't know who to trust to say these things to. And then people might see you and then, you know, start avoiding you. And there's this stigma of, he's a gay, she's a lesbian. So these are the reasons why people keep quiet about it. So first off, you need to help yourself. And the first thing you need to do is to admit this thing is wrong. I don't know how you you came up with being a lesbian or a gay. I don't know how that happened. Probably when you were still growing up, you had some big aunties and big uncles that played with your genitals, and then probably if you're a guy, you had this uncle that was always playing with your genitals, and then you got so used to it and then you enjoyed it. And then being a lady, you also had big sisters. In the name of let's do mommy and daddy play. If you're a Nigerian, you understand what I'm talking about. Mommy and daddy. You know, there's this play about trying to act the role of a mommy. And then they say, and then things like that happen. Or probably you went to a boarding house and then you had seniors who introduced you to these things. And then you got so addicted to it. So first off, you need to admit it is wrong. I'm a Christian, so I'll be sharing some Bible verses here. I don't mean to go all spiritual about this, but then, God first. So the book of Romans chapter 7 verse 15. I'm not here to preach. I'm only here to gist with you. So the book of Romans chapter 7 verse 15 says, RSV version. Oh, sorry. RSV. Please. The version is not there. RSV. So verse 15 says, I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. But then, here comes the joy in Romans chapter 8 verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So the fact that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, and then I move to Romans chapter 6 verse 1 to 2. It says, what shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? So the fact that the grace of God is available doesn't mean we should still continue to do these things. So first off, admit this thing is wrong. Like, know within you this thing is wrong. Probably it all started when you started visiting your big aunties or your mommy's friends, and then they go out and then you are left alone with their daughters, or you are left alone with the sons, and then they begin to try these things out with you, and then gradually you found yourself being addicted to it. And then you were still small, you didn't know the meaning of this thing, but you continued with the act, and then you found yourself at this stage, and now you know what it means being a lesbian and being a gay. So first off, admit this thing is wrong. And the second point here is that you need to speak up. You need to talk to someone about it. You need to talk about it with someone, sharing with the person how it all started. You need to be accountable to someone. You need to share everything possible with someone. Someone can always check up on you, console you, comfort you, lead you, guide you, and uphold you when you feel weak. But then, the role of God cannot be overemphasized in this situation, because for me, I've spoken to many people whom I later regretted ever speaking to about my life issues, because automatically they added to the problems. And I've spoken to some people whereby speaking up and opening up to them really helped me. So you need to carry God along in opening up to someone, so as not to talk to the wrong person who will condemn you, who will reject you, who would broadcast the information you have disclosed to the person. So you need to be sensitive. Number three, you need to be determined to change. So as much as whomever you have spoken up to wants to help you, you need to be ready to be helped. You are the major person in this situation, so you need to be determined to change. If you only speak up and then your mind is not made up to change, then there might be no solution. Don't fail to admit you don't have problems. Like, open up. Admit. Figure out the root of the problem. By the time you figure out the root of the problem, you get to realize how it all started and then find solutions to it. Lastly, you have no power of your own. You cannot do anything on your own. You can. So, as much as you've been able to open up to someone, you need to settle it all on your knees. Yes, let's go spiritual about this thing now. Settle everything in prayers. I'm not saying you should replace prayers with talking to someone. Sense it like someone you are led to by God. So you need to settle these things in prayers. I've heard stories of people who got free from pornography and masturbation. That is people who have been involved in it for over 8 years and then they got free. So this thing is possible. I know it's not your choice to be attracted to the same sex. I know it's not your choice to want to have sexual things with a girl if you're a guy, and if you're a girl and then as a guy being attracted to a guy as well. I know this is not your choice. I don't know why it started for you. Probably you went to the boarding house. Probably you just found it out yourself. Probably you were led into it by some aunties and uncles. One way or the other, I don't know how it all started for you. But then, find the root of the situation. So it is now your own choice now. So be determined to break the habit, to break free from the bad habit. First off, please, admit it is wrong. So admitting this thing is wrong would help you even when you have this desire to be with the same sex. Even when you have this urge to want to try some things out, being determined to stop this thing would really go a long way. That's why people who were into pornography and masturbation, I think these are the ways they became free from it, because it's not that you won't get the urge to do these things. You will get the urge to do it, but then, and then you will see links, you will see ads that would push you to want to go to pornography sites. But being determined would really go a long way. So yes, I'm open to questions, suggestions, just in case you have other things to add. Please feel free to message me either on Facebook or on Instagram. I would gladly reply your messages. Thank you for staying to the end. I'm really grateful, and I see God helping us all to change the world. In Jesus' name, amen.